and gentlemen, our case for argument today is Kujawska versus Haynes. Mr. Kohler.
May it please the court. I believe there is only one defining issue or one defining event in this case, and that is when the mother, Ms. Kujawska, took the child.
Speak louder. I can't.
I'm
hear
sorry.
You.
Maybe I should move this a little further. Thank you. I believe there's only one defining moment in this case, and that is when Ms. Kujawska took the child from Chicago to Poland without telling Mr. Haynes.
You know, I'm wondering, forgive me, Mr. Kohler, there's not much time, so I'm going to get right into it. I'm wondering why we should look at December 2004 rather than May 2005, given that Mr. Haynes, so far as we can tell, never pursued his own Hague Convention petition challenging the removal of Maya to Poland. See, there's some reference to a petition by Mr. Haynes, but no confirmation that he ever pursued it. Can you shed some light on that?
Yes. There is, as part of the exhibits, there is a copy of the petition that was filed in the Circuit Court of Cook County.
Right.
And that mentions the Hague Convention.
Right. Yeah.
But that's not... Go ahead on.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. But that's not the Hague Convention. I understand it's mentioned in the petition, but it wasn't filed with the Hague Convention, because I had the same concern as Judge Rovner. That's the only reason I jumped in.
I'm sorry.
No. So he didn't file a petition with the Hague Convention?
No.
Okay. And isn't that the only way he can really challenge the abduction? By filing that petition?
I'm sorry, but I really must disagree with the concept that this was an abduction. My original response to the lower court was my motion to dismiss, because I didn't think it was an abduction. I don't see an abduction at all here.
Well, he conceded, and Judge Castillo found that he never gave Ms. Kujawska notice of his request to obtain custody of Maya. What I've been wondering is if he misrepresented to the Illinois court that she had notice of his custody request. And for instance, did he file an affidavit to that effect? Did the original papers that she was served with before she left for Poland in December of 2004 indicate that he was seeking custody?
He wasn't necessarily seeking custody. What he wanted, when the child, this is the couple who wasn't married. When the child was born, he asked to have his name put on the birth certificate. She refused for whatever reason she had. Therefore, what he did was he retained counsel and he said, what do I do? And they filed a lawsuit in the Circuit Court of Cook County. The child was here and she was properly served. She assumed, is my understanding, that that was some sort of petition for custody. What it was a parentage petition, which in itself has some sort of custodial effect.
But when she left, she was the sole legally recognized parent at that point, because he had not yet succeeded, to my understanding, help me if I'm wrong, he had not yet succeeded in having his parental status recognized. And by his own account, he decided to seek custody once she left with the baby.
I don't believe that's correct, Your Honor. What happened is, we're talking about an 8-week-old child when she left. When he filed the lawsuit, which is only, a few weeks after the birth, that was an indication that he was seeking whatever parental custody is. By definition, When a man is the father, the woman is the mother, they have custodial rights. Just because a mother gives birth with due deference to females, I mean, I have a wife and daughters, that doesn't mean that the father has no rights if they're not married. The father has rights.
Well, he admitted, did he not, that he never gave her notice of his petition for custody or informed her that he obtained an order of custody, right? His sister, according to the record, had previously assured Kachowska that Haynes was only seeking to have his name put on Maya's birth certificate.
The petition that was filed includes the status of custody, that is formal custody. If it's part of the record, I'm sure the court was.
What's his basis for seeking custody? I don't understand.
I beg your pardon.
What is his basis for seeking custody?
He's the father.
Yeah, but she's the mother, right? So
they have equal rights. I don't deny she.
What do you mean equal rights? They're going to have each half of the child, or what?
I'm sorry, I understood your question.
Situation where you have a couple, they're not married or anything like that. They live in different countries. Well, one of them has to have custody, right? Doesn't the mother usually get custody?
I hope not.
Well, I don't think that.
I think perhaps when you and I were younger, that was essentially true. I don't believe that that's true today.
I don't agree with you. But let me ask you a different question. December 2004, what was her, Mrs. Kajowska, or Miss whatever, Kajowska's, what was her legal status in the United States?
She'd overstayed her visa.
So she's illegally in the United States?
Yes.
Right. Well, how can she be criticized for leaving and going back to Poland when she shouldn't be here anyway, right?
Well, that's a little far-fetched from the custody.
Far-fetched. She's illegally in the United States. She could be deported at any moment. She leaves. Pardon? Why should she leave the child?
Why should she take the child?
Because she's the mother.
And he's the father.
What why should his claim be superior to hers?
I don't think it should.
Well, that's why I asked you, what is the basis for his seeking custody? Does he think she's an unfit parent and he's a more fit parent?
My understanding of the Hague Convention is that custody is not an issue to be decided. My understanding of the convention is, what's the habitual residence of the child? If we're talking about custody, I believe they're both proper and fit people.
Well, then how would that be resolved, right? How do you share custody when the parents are in different countries?
I believe that's a custody hearing.
What do you mean that's a custody hearing?
I believe they're going to have
to. Well, in your experience, what happens in cases like that?
My experience is limited in that particular, because it doesn't happen very often that two people, but they share custody. You can do 6 months in one country, 6 months in the other.
Ridiculous.
It's ridiculous only up until the time the child starts school. At that point, there has to be a decision made where the child goes to school and things. These are difficult issues. These are not.
You've read the Perez Vera report, I'm sure, have you not?
Yes.
Shouldn't we be looking at the simple and pragmatic inquiry that's posed by that report here? Shouldn't we be looking at whether or not the child has been taken out of a family and social environment in which its life has developed? Isn't that what we should be looking at here?
I believe so.
And when he took her, wasn't Poland the place where her family, her half-sister, her mother, her aunties, whatever, and her social... Isn't that where Maya's life was developed?
Well, you're talking about a five-month development, whereas, as opposed to 2 months in the United States. And if you're going to ignore the fact that she took the child without consent, and this court has ruled that consent of the parties is important... Certainly, he did not consent to having her taken to Poland.
But I don't think she didn't belong in the United States, right? It seems to me she lives in Poland. It's just an accident, really. The child happened to be born here rather than in Poland, right?
Well.
Well, let me ask you another question. Are you suggesting, that was an ex parte order he got from the Circuit Court of Cook County. It's your position that that trumps the Hague Convention requirements? And what authority do you have for that?
I don't think it trumps it. I think it shows that he had an intent to be a custodial parent. Custodial in the sense that they both have equal rights. He had no knowledge that she was going to go to Poland. She called him from an airplane at O'Hare and said, I took the baby, I'm going to Poland.
Well, when we're back to that same thing, that he didn't formally complain about that. He didn't go to the Hague Convention, which is the only vehicle, as I understand it, that he can use to complain when we have an international dispute.
You had a period of time that they were attempting to work out the difference. There were a lot of emails and phone calls back and forth between these people. Also, I suggested
But he had a year to file such a petition before the Hague Convention, saying that she took the child improperly, illegally, against his intent, however you want to phrase it. He had a year to do that.
Right. And when he retained a lawyer before she left, they were under the impression from the pleadings that it included the Hague issue. The ex parte order was entered only ex parte because she refused to appear and she left. It's not that she didn't have notice of this. She admitted she got notice. She admitted she left the United States because she was afraid of going to court. I don't think this court can ignore it.
Forgive me for interrupting you, but let me go through a litany, and you stop me where I'm wrong. A, prior to Maya's birth, the record seems to bear this out. She had announced her intent to take the baby to Poland, maybe in part because he had disavowed any wish to keep the baby.
I'm sorry.
So I'm wrong?
I believe you're wrong. With due respect to the court, it was his understanding that she wanted to go to Poland to visit her other daughter, who I think was living with her mother, that is, the child's mother, in Poland. There was no indication whatsoever that she wanted to take the child and permanently live in Poland. Now, what he said was, you go to Poland, but leave the child here.
But, okay, let me try my next thought.
Sorry.
No. Absent marriage, as Judge Posner has noted, she couldn't remain in the United States and would have to return to Poland. And he had threatened to have her deported, had he not?
That he denied, but that's in the record. That's what she testified to. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, would we be correct if we thought that she was Maya's primary caretaker in the United States?
I don't think
during those 8 weeks.
I don't think that's true at all. I think that she gave birth. I think that he diapered the child. She took the child to work with her after she started back working. He picked up the child from her work almost every day and took the child home, cared for her until they both were at home together, had dinner together. He took the child shopping. He bathed the child. I don't think you can ignore. I agree that certainly during the first few months, the mothers, I mean, I have three children. Historically, my wife took more care of the children than I did. Does that make me less of a custodial parent? It's certainly not.
What are you asking for in the way of relief? For further proceedings in the district court, or?
I'd like this court to say that the habitual residence of the child is the United States, or in the alternative, further proceedings in the district court. I believe that eventually...
What further proceedings? I don't understand.
I mean, if the court orders further hearings on this, any issue that the court deems appropriate, I believe that eventually what's going to have to happen is that outside the Hague Convention, because they say that this court cannot, the lower court cannot adjudicate custody, that some form has to be appropriate to determine the issues of custody. Now, to get back for one moment to Judge Rosen's issue, I believe that she could have gone back to Poland. They would have married or come in on a fiancé immigration visa. So there were all kinds of possibilities of getting her back.
What do you think was the error that the district judge committed?
I believe that...
Specific?
I beg your pardon?
Can you be specific what you think where he went wrong?
Well, first of all, I don't believe... First, he believed that he said there was an abduction. I don't believe that it was an abduction at all. The child was handed to him by the mother, in essentially what was a social setting, here's your baby. But then the Immigration Service, or Homeland Security, I guess it was, said, here, you have rights to the child. The child's an American citizen.
Well, wait a minute. Is it a plausible inference? Wouldn't it be a plausible inference that Mr. Haynes intended for Kochalska to be detained by the immigration authorities and for himself to take Maya? I mean, why is he bringing this order of custody with him to the airport? How did all this happen? It's so bizarre.
Judge Rovner, I don't believe that even remotely is possible. I think, let me give you an example today. Why did I bring a briefcase full with the brief and things? I can't use it standing here. I think we all do things that give us some modicum of comfort. And he had an order, and he put it in his pocket. Did he intend to do this? He wanted her to come in. Why did she go to Detroit? Because she wanted to avoid what she deemed to be a more detailed immigration process at O'Hare. She thought Detroit would be easier to get into, and she'd get away with it.
Did the district judge find as a fact that he intended to keep the child when he went to the Detroit airport?
I think that's made out of whole cloth. There was no indication.
Look, if he made a factual error, then the proper remedy would be to remand for further factual. I thought you thought he made some legal error so that
I think he did.
This proceeding. What's his legal error?
I think his legal error is, A, he said he assumed there was an abduction. B, he assumed that...
Well, it was an abduction if you credit his findings about, you know, Haynes's state of mind.
I believe his error was that he didn't allow in... He refused to allow me to introduce emails that she has sent. He allowed in emails that... he had sent to her. I think there was things in that that could have been.
I saw emails that she sent, and I could only see them if they were in the record. I didn't bring them, unfortunately. I didn't bring what gives me comfort.
in the interest of the child to have further proceedings, and doesn't this matter have to be wound up quickly?
Oh, here they are.
Yes, on the Hague Convention, these should be expedited. We're here very rapidly, I must say.
Okay, we'll have to move on and listen to the other side, Mr. Caller. So, thank you, Mr. Richards.
Thank you.
Good morning. May it please the court. My name is Paul Richards, and I represent the appellee Agnieszka Kochalska in this case. I would like to first bring up that the role of the court in adjudicating a Hague Convention case is to effectuate the expeditious return of the child to their habitual residence, which here has been found to be Poland. I would like to address a few questions that Justice Rovner brought up regarding this custody order. Judge Rovner brought up in with respect.
This is not the Illinois Appellate Court.
Thank you, Judge. I knew that coming in, but I just forgot it for a minute. The custody papers that were filed in Cook County were specifically represented to Ms. Kochalska to be papers to put Mr. Haynes on the birth certificate only, and she was specifically told by Mr. Haynes' sister-in-law that they were not custody papers.
Did he represent to the state court that she had notice of his request for custody?
The papers that were filed with the Circuit Court of Cook County did not reference notice. The initial papers that were filed and served on her were specifically papers to have him acknowledged as the father on the birth certificate.
As I recall the order, it says it's checked. Party had notice.
Yes. And
so did he misrepresent that she had notice?
I would answer that question, Judge, no. He did not misrepresent that because she was initially served with those papers in late November, so technically she did have notice that he was seeking to have his name put on the birth certificate.
But my question was notice of his request for custody.
Then he did misrepresent that because she was not notified that there had been a request for custody. She was told the opposite, that the papers were not seeking custody on the part of Mr. Haynes. And Mr. Haynes' sister-in-law, who was called as a witness before Judge Castillo, testified that she told Ms. Kajowska at Thanksgiving of 2004 that the papers that she had been served with were not an attempt to seek custody of Maya.
Has she made any effort to reopen the custody proceedings in Illinois?
Do you mean has Ms. Kajowska?
Yes.
No, she has not. She filed her Hague petition in this mm-hmm. case.
Suppose we thought this was a double abduction case. Are there cases that have dealt with that problem?
There are other cases that have dealt with one move followed by another. The cases essentially find that in order to have a double abduction, it would have been the burden of the complaining party to file a Hague.
No, but my question is, if there is a double abduction, how does the Hague Convention resolve that?
Well, there is a policy in the Hague Convention not to reward an abductor.
That's why I'm asking you the question. If you have this sequence, you know, you could have a cycle of abduction. One takes snatches the child, then the next one, and so on. What is the law on that?
Well, Judge, I guess first of all, I'd like to say, Judge, I don't believe this is a double abduction case.
I don't believe that. I'm asking you the question, how does the law treat a double abduction? It's a perfectly clear question.
Yes, Your Honor, it is. The courts that have dealt with this issue basically go with the issue of where is the habitual residence at the time of the abduction, and they address it based on what the parties put before the court. In this case, the first abduction, if a Hague petition had been if a Hague petition had been filed in this case, then the court, with respect to the December move to Poland, then the court would have been obligated to look at that move as to whether or not that constituted a wrongful removal under the Hague Convention. Instead, nothing was brought before the court until the May 2005 removal was brought before the federal court. And that's the removal that was properly brought under the Hague Convention. I hope that responds to the question.
Not really.
Do we know?
Suppose she had taken the child to Argentina in order to conceal it from Haynes, and then he lures her back, lures her to Brazil. Then he takes the child in Brazil. Then you'd have a pure double abduction case. Now, is there any law on what happens in such cases?
The Hague Convention itself, the statutes, do not address that specific set of circumstances.
So, your position is that as of December 2004, Poland was the habitual residence of the child.
Well, as of December 2004. I would say that's correct, because during Ms. Kajowska's pregnancy and during the weeks after Maya was born, she consistently intended to move back to Poland so that her and Maya could live with Ms. Kajowska's other daughter in Poland.
So is it like a domicile inquiry? You ask where the person intends to.
I don't think that it's necessarily an intent issue. It's governed by the conduct of the parties, which is what the cases hold, specifically the Koch case, that intent alone without action doesn't really get you to where the habitual residence is.
But Haynes didn't expect her to go back to Poland with the child, did he?
I think the record is clear that she consistently told Mr. Haynes during her pregnancy and after Maya was born that she intended to move back to Poland. That was why she did not put Mr. Haynes' name down on the birth certificate. And certainly Mr. Haynes was aware that she was illegal in the period shortly after Maya's birth.
But he didn't acquiesce. So what if you have a situation where one party intends to go one place with the child and the other party not? Then how do you decide what the habitual residence
is? And under the Koch analysis, which applied the Moses standard, in the absence of a shared intent of the parties, the court looks to the specific factual circumstances of where the child's habitual residence is in the time period immediately preceding the wrongful removal.
Well, it seems to me that looking at shared parental intent here won't get us anywhere, Mr. Richards, because you've got him saying, you know, one thing and her saying something completely different. And that's why I was asking Mr. Kohler about the inquiry that is posed by the Perez-Vera report. In other words, has the child been taken out of a family and social environment in which the child's life has developed? You know, where did Maya's short life most develop? And, you know, Judge Castillo believed, of course, that the answer to that question was clearly Poland.
I completely agree, Your Honor, and the opening of my oral argument today was to state that on May 30th of 05, Maya was taken from her mother and from the family and social environment in which her life had developed. She had spent three quarters of her short life in Poland at the time that she was removed to the United States.
So wouldn't it be more realistic to say that in December 2004, there was no place of habitual residence. It was completely uncertain. But of course, her mother was illegally here. And so there's no impropriety in the mother leaving with a child. Go to Poland or go anywhere. But that by May 2005, since the child had spent, you know, most of her life in Poland, that's a better candidate for her place of habitual residence. Is that what the argument comes
down
to?
I believe Judge Castillo was correct when he found that even if he considered the events of December 2004, he would have found that that did not constitute a wrongful removal.
It seems so insolubly ambiguous. I wouldn't call it an abduction. I would just say it would be kind of meaningless to ask in December 2004, mm-hmm. when the child has just been born, what her nation of habitual residence is. Could have ended up as U.S. or it could have been Poland. She was a U.S. citizen now, so.
I agree. In December 2004, Ms. Kajowska did not have the right to be in the United States. She always intended to bring Maya to Poland to live with her other daughter. The district court made specific factual findings after hearing her testimony that she was credible, that she never intended to stay in the United States with Maya. And then she did move to Poland. And certainly Mr. Haynes knew of his rights to pursue a Hague petition because he filed papers in Circuit Court of Cook County after Maya and Ms. Kajowska left the country, which were never served on her, but evidenced the fact that he knew what his potential rights were, and instead of pursuing a Hague petition, he decided to hatch a plan to take Maya back. And that's
now
why he took the custody
Polish
order.
Under Polish law, would Maya have been a Polish citizen from birth, even though she's born in...
Yes, Your Honor. We offered testimony before Judge Castillo that she had dual citizenship because of the circumstances of her birth. Another question that was raised during opposing counsel's argument was this issue of Mr. Haynes bringing the custody order with him to the Detroit airport. And he admitted in his testimony at the district court that he brought that... I'm sorry, I see my time has expired.
He
brought that order with him because he knew if Ms. Kajowska was denied entry into the country, he was going to use that custody order to take Maya. He testified to that before the district court, and it's essentially uncontested.
Now, I gather from, was it Ms. Zeinmer's testimony in the district court that the immigration lawyers at the immigration officers at the Detroit airport did not follow appropriate procedures in allowing Mr. Haynes to take custody of Maya.
Yes, Judge. Ms. Zeinmer testified that in her experience in immigration matters, the separation of a child from the parent that she's traveling with was completely improper. She offered several opinions in that regard.
Are you, just for my own edification, are you aware whether immigration officials have taken any action to prevent that type of scenario from recurring?
I am not aware that that has been done, but I would certainly hope it would not occur in the future.
Okay, well, thank you, Mr. Richards. Mr. Cole, your time expired, but we'll give you a minute if you have anything further.
Thank you.
Just for one moment, The record shows that he denied the questions that were asked of him with reference to the bringing of the custody order, that he had any intention of that.
Credible.
I beg your pardon?
Judge didn't find him credible.
Right. I want to call your attention to the issue of the Circuit Court of Illinois order. In that order, which is entitled Petition for Entry of Protection and Entry of Order Pursuant to the Hague Convention, what was requested in that order was to enter a finding that Kajowski's removal of the petitioner was wrongful within the meaning of Article 3 of the Hague Convention, to enter an order of protection preventing the respondent from removing the minor from Illinois, and ordering, and the other thing is for other relief. The order that was entered in that matter then was multiple things, but it was only one. There was a notation that custody is awarded, but it wasn't even requested. I mean, I don't know why. I doubt that Haynes even knew that that was part of it.
You're doubting that Haynes knew something has absolutely no significance in a court. The judge makes the findings of who believes what and what state of mind and so on.
Is it your argument, Mr. Kohler, that Haynes properly pursued a Hague Convention challenge of his own to the December 2004 removal? Is that your argument?
No, my argument is that he took those steps that were appropriate before December by filing the lawsuit and having her served in November. He wanted to make sure that the child was not removed. In contradiction to that, because she ignored the court order, she removed the child.
Well, then are you conceding that he never properly pursued any possible Hague Convention challenge of his own?
Well, I think by filing his original petition, he was pursuing a Hague Convention issue.
But I just asked you that.
I believe he followed the appropriate method under the Hague Convention when he filed in November a petition asking that the child, that she be restrained from removing the child.
So it is your argument that he properly pursued a Hague Convention challenge
yes.
of his own.
Yes.
That's your argument.
Okay. Yes.
But he didn't obtain the court order until after she left, right?
Yeah, well, that's a matter of timing. I mean, she left in December. He filed in November. He had no way of knowing that she was going to pick up the child a couple of weeks after he filed, 3 or 4 weeks after he filed and leave the country.
She wasn't violating an order when she left.
I'm sorry?
She wasn't violating an order when she left.
No, there was no order.
Okay, well, thank you very much to both parties, and the case will be taken under advisement.